I'm Ariel Singerman, and I'm the Extension Economist at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred.
Most Florida citrus growers have some level of crop and tree insurance, correct?
Yeah, so basically the vast majority, 82% of the acreage, has some form of coverage for the crop and 89% for the trees.
Grapefruit had the highest level of coverage in both categories. Any idea why that would be?
I'm not sure why, but since it's fresh, it might be due to the fact that it typically obtains a higher revenue.
Whole farm revenue protection, growers have to buy it by February 28th of this year, and it's a fairly new product, correct?
It is fairly new, and it is indeed the closing date, February 28th.
There are some advantages for citrus growers who have other commodities to get whole farm coverage, correct?
Yes. Basically, you get revenue coverage, and if you happen to have a loss of any kind under an insurable cause of loss, then you get an indemnity as long as that loss falls below the level of guaranteed that you have chosen.
So is there a potential that the whole farm is better than citrus crop and tree insurance for some citrus growers if they're eligible?
Well, there are certainly advantages to it. First, the subsidy, if you have two or more commodities, is more heavily subsidized. And also, it is the farm's history that is used for establishing what is the level of coverage that you get. So there are advantages to it, but each grower will have to establish and make the calculations of what works best. There's also one important eligibility criteria, which is that you can also insure up to $8.5 million.
Premiums are the same no matter who growers buy their crop insurance or tree insurance from, but they are buying based on service, knowledge, and that sort of thing, correct?
Yeah, so basically it's the federal government through the FCIC and RMA that establish what the premium rates are, and so the insurance companies have to just compete on the level of service and the knowledge and the associated products, but the premiums are all the same for the same coverage level.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.